I looked out the window on my front porch last week, and there was an opossum in the middle of the day just kind of walking around with that hairless tail. It's there for the bird feeders, I guess.
New Hampshire Audubon had its backyard winter bird survey in February, and a lot of other people saw them too.
They don't really seem to be that well adapted for New Hampshire winters, but I guess we better get used to them because they are our official marsupial.
Think about how amazing that is. Marsupials in New England.
I'm Dave Anderson with the Forest Society.
And I'm Grace McCulloch with New Hampshire Audubon. And this is Something Wild.
Note that possum is an opossum, the Virginia opossum. The possum is actually a little brown marsupial in Australia.
Opossums shared the land with dinosaurs that roamed the Earth over 70 million years ago.
The truly amazing thing has been observing the relatively rapid northward expansion of the population of opossums in New Hampshire in real time from year to year, from the earliest sightings along railroad rights of way in the 1980s, and now becoming common and moving north of the White Mountains.
So like raccoons and skunks, opossums have learned to capitalize on food sources that people provide around their homes. Bird feeders, trash, and pet food bowls left outside.
We're getting into spring, and opossums typically have their babies beginning in February. So if you see a dead possum on the road, pull over and check it out. The babies could survive for days in the pouch.
They're basically born embryos the size of a bumblebee and have to latch onto one of the mother's 13 nipples to survive for another 8 weeks. They can stay in the mother's pouch for 2 to 2.5 months before they can ride around on her back. They can cling so tightly to their mother's fur that it's almost impossible to remove them without harm.
They have opposable thumbs on their feet so they can climb trees and garbage cans. Having opposable thumbs and well-developed brains is why humans gain the ability to work with tools. Their tail is basically another limb. It's a muscular prehensile appendage that helps them climb trees and balance, even encumbered with 13 babies on their back.
They have a low body temperature and a strong immune response that allows them to resist many diseases, including rabies and Lyme disease. Thus, they can eat ticks and tangle with venomous snakes, as well as roadkill. Studies are being done on the proteins in opossum blood to see if a rabies or snake venom antidote may be developed.
They can pass on salmonella as well as fleas, but they do groom themselves, believe it or not, much of the same way that cats do.
Despite their excellent night vision, they are nearsighted and rely heavily on scent and touch to navigate.
Despite the fact that their smooth brains are proportionately smaller than most mammals, they have impressive memories. In one study, opossums scored better than dogs for learning and have also outperformed rats for solving mazes. Their memory is excellent, especially when it comes to where food is commonly found, like your garbage can. I'm now wondering if the spike in opossum sightings in February was related to birthing season, and if the individual I saw on my porch might have had joeys in her pouch.
Something Wild is a partnership between New Hampshire Audubon, the Forest Society, and NHPR. Okay. They can eat a bat killed by rabies, preventing the disease from spreading. Same with rice.
Same with rabbit rice.